The thing that was also unique about the St. Mark's Baths is that it had a rooftop. I mean, all the bathhouses, you didn't know if it was night or day. There were no windows that weren't painted black. There was a complete disconnect from the outside world, which actually heightened the sense of eroticism of being there. I mean, it's not just beautiful naked men walking around while people are moaning and coming and, you know, spanking. And I mean, all the sounds you can imagine of sex are all around you. And the fact that most of the cubicles didn't have roofs, the sounds just emanated everywhere. And so, I mean, just the soundtrack, you know, could make some people orgasm. The fact that you never knew who's going to be in the next room or walk around the next corner, you know, created this level of excitement that was just extraordinary. But the thing about the St. Mark's Baths is, you know, it was the beginning of my feeling claustrophobic, was you could go up on the roof, and it was beautifully designed with like natural wood and benches to sit. You know, the whole city skyline, you know, outside, and people went up there to smoke pot or cigarettes, and people had sex up there. There were showers, you know, and to me, I loved that part of it. I really felt like there was a human aspect to a rooftop that made you feel better about being in a place that was, you know, not airless, but basically a black box, you know, disconnected from the outside world.